Hello.
Yes.
It's me, Marcos from Opinion Research. For some reason, the call got disconnected, sir. Would it be okay if we can continue with the survey we left it at basically 50%? Would it be okay if we can continue the other 50%?
We're at 50%.
Yes, sir. But I'm gonna go ahead and make it brief. I'm gonna go ahead and
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read you, and you can also indicate if it makes no difference as well.
Okay.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. What about the following statement? Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing, or not at all very convincing?
Yes. I know both.
Okay.
I traveled before several times.
Okay. And what about this proposal? I'm going to go ahead and read you another statement. The following statement reads, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I think very convincing. I think we're getting 100% on these.
Okay. And what about the following statement? Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I think the general public, I'm not sure how they would look at that. I'm not sure on this.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put it as if you do not know at the moment. What about the following statements? This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote in favor of this?
Somewhat convincing. Motorized vehicles, that's a pretty wide definition. You would have handicapped people that can ride those trails or walk.
Okay.
I'm not so sure about that. But just people that, you know, and older people, they need to have the ability to take their trailers and unload them and have their transportation with them.
Okay. What about the following statement? This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Well, I would say somewhat convincing.
Now, what about the following statement? This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? Very convincing, you said?
Yes. Anything with kids and adults that would use those trails, I would be very pleased to get out on them and walk them with.
Okay. What about the following statements? Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing?
Well, knowing people, I would think it would be somewhat convincing, because some people I don't think would agree with that, and others would agree with it, so I really don't know.
Okay.
I would say somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing? What about the following?
A group of people would do that.
Okay. What about the following statement? This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I would say somewhat convincing. It's the same as the other one.
Okay. What about the following statements? $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and planning construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Well, I think that's pocket change. And so I would say for me it would be very convincing. But for some people that don't like to get the money out of their billfolds, I don't know. Very convincing for me.
Okay. What about the following statement? In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to support that proposal?
Well, I would support that. I know people, I can read people really well. Haven't been a school teacher for a long, long time. I'm retired now. I retired at 62. I'll be 80 May 5th. I don't know. Some people are just tight and other people are generous, and all the way back and forth in between or whatever. I would say somewhat convincing.
Okay. And now taking into account everything you just heard, you would not be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Well, if the election were held today, no, because this is the first time I'm aware of it. But I'm pretty sure I will support it.
Yeah, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I will definitely vote in favor for it, because I think it's a good idea. You know, I used to, when I got out of the old state hospital, I lived in the area. You're familiar with the area? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with the area, Duck Lake Peninsula?
Yes, sir. Well, very unfamiliar with the area.
Back when I worked at the state hospital, that's where I lived, out on Duck Lake Peninsula. And then, of course, they shut the state hospital down. And so, like I told you before, I said I had a wife, three kids, and no job. So I put my papers out and sold my place and went back to school in Central Michigan. And got my master's and tacked 30 hours on top of that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know people pretty well.
Okay. Now you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The following statement reads, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus more on pressing problems. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal, sir?
Yeah, well, I like the proposal. I don't want to vote no against it.
So that would
be a good proposal, but like I say, I know people.
So you would say it would be not at all convincing or not too convincing to vote no?
I'm not at all convinced to vote no. So.
Yeah, okay. What about the following statements? The following statements. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Would that be very
convincing? That's accurate because we have the TART trail.
Okay. So you would say it's not at all convincing or not too convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Well, no. I like the proposal. I'm not going to be voting no against the proposal.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and note it down as not at all convincing. Okay, sir?
I think projects are good, and I think there are a lot of good people that will support them. I'm one of those.
Yeah, good. So I'm going to note it down as not at all convincing, correct?
Yeah.
Or not too convincing?
Well, not at all convincing, but it's not too convincing. Not at all convincing, no. I don't like the idea of
voting no against it?
Voting no against it. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay. And what about the following?
No, and I want people to really get a lot of fun out of it and a lot of exercise and just have a good time. Otherwise, I wouldn't even vote for it. But
that's
just my opinion.
Okay. And what about the following statement? With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against it?
I can afford the price that the seven something on that. That's not a bad price at all. Like I said, I think it's pocket change.
Yeah, okay. So that would be not at all convincing, correct?
Not at all convincing, yes.
And what about the following statement? This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Not too convincing, no.
Yeah, okay. And what about the following statement? This proposal would give millions more taxpayers dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing to vote no against this? Okay. What about the following statements? This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this paper?
Well, I would think that anybody that lives around me in the Grand Traverse area would be voting for it. People I know, they're stand-up people. I have a good place here at Hammond Place, and we have a lot of good people that live here. Do you know where this is at?
Hammond Place sir.
Association? Yeah. I have the first house that was built here. My parents passed away, and my mother was last and knew through that. My father was before that. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful place.
I can imagine. And you inherited it from your family?
When my mother passed away, she had a will, and she asked, it was between my sister and I, to divide the property and everything. And
So
I like the area, and I like the residents, and I've lived here for a long time.
So it's basically where you will stay at?
Excuse me?
It's basically where you will stay at. You can't leave those special memories.
Well, where I will stay. I've got a nice big wall that's outside. The traffic goes by. It keeps all the noise from coming in. I know I've got the gentleman and his wife that lives next door to me. They're very helpful. It's a good place.
I can imagine, sir. Allow me to read the following statement. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Would you say that would not be at all convincing or not too convincing or somewhat convincing or very convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Well, is there a possibility that the bill can be fitted without all taxpayers?
At the moment, they do only have that proposal of $4.3 million, divided, which will add up to $90 a year per homeowner.
Yeah. Well,
but
pretty much less than you can go to the fair on anymore. So.
But I will provide to you a little bit more information in the following questions, and you will see that you have other opinions that you can opinion on, and that may have something to do with a change of this proposal. But allow me to go ahead and there are some more questions that will give you more important information, sir. But in this following statement, the statement that reads, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Would that be not at all convincing, sir, or not so convincing to vote no against this?
Some taxpayers will, some taxpayers won't. Some people would like to see our Grand Traverse area grow and have more recreation for people and expand the area. Most cities are doing that now. I would say somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing? Okay. And what about the following statements? This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Well, the roads are definitely traveled a lot more now than they were. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Say the roads are definitely traveled a lot more now. The city's growing. It's growing all the way from Chum's Corners all the way to the bay. In both directions. So I think that growth is probably going to continue. And I don't see that as being a bad thing. Do I miss the old Traverse City? I do. But I had I've had three very beautiful dogs in my lifetime. I've had my old boy Moses. He jumped in the Alderman Air Dog Competition at the National Cherry Festival for 12 years. And Mel Wilcox was the guy that was in charge of it then. And he lived to be almost 3 days short of 13. And I got home one night from hunting, and it's back when I used to hunt. And he hopped up in the bed beside me like he always did. And I woke up about 3:30 in the morning. And no Moses. He was trained to hand whistle voice commands in the two languages. I did my training myself. Ran him through the AKC Hunt This program. And then I had Callie. And I walked out in the hall and called for him. And he didn't answer, and I called and called and called, and the house was locked down. I always lock my house down at night. And then I heard like a... He had tucked himself in between the desk and the wall in my guest bedroom. And he came out in the hallway, and all 4 feet went right out from underneath him. And I knew it was over right then. But then Callie, she lived to be almost 14. She was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever also. And now I've got Tamara's, the Chessie that I have now. But Tamara is her paper name. Marmar is her call name. So that's who keeps me company.
Well, sir, that makes me feel very sad to hear that, but I'm also glad that you still have some loved ones with you, sir.
Well, I hope people understand that dogs never live a long enough life, and if you have a dog or dogs, you're more than likely going to have a good day, and then later on there will be a bad day.
Okay. Well, sir.
We love them. We take care of them. I don't let my dogs suffer. My family and I, we took Moses down to the veterinary hospital in Traverse City and gave him peace. And the same with Callie. I've got a beautiful lady friend. We don't live together. We're not planning on getting married or anything like that, but we do a lot of stuff together. And Callie came out in the living room one time, and all four feet went, well, her front feet went out first, went right out from underneath her. And that was that. So I called up my lady friend, and she came over and took Callie down to the vet hospital and and favor peace. And we took a drive from there right up to the Straits, crossed the bridge up into the Upper Peninsula, came back around. And now we got Marmar tomorrow. Chelsea's are in the top 10 group of dogs.
Well, sir.
And, yep. She's a sweet girl.
I bet she does feel
so
somewhat that empty space.
I know you're busy and you've got a lot of work to do, so.
It is no problem at all, sir.
How are we doing? Are we doing pretty good?
We're doing pretty good. We're actually close to 80%. The statement reads, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? Somewhat convincing. Yes, sir. We're actually at 81%. Just a few more questions, and we will be done. And just one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I like the proposal. I would be vote yes in favor of it.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Well, I would definitely vote for it.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good project.
Yeah, okay. Now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. The statement reads, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, and then you have to fit it with your own words. I'm going to go ahead and note down your words. Once again, the statement reads, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
I don't have hesitation in voting for the proposal. I would vote yes on the proposal.
Okay. Allow me one moment while I note it down. Okay, and before we finish, we'll now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with December 2024 tax levy for this repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
And would that be a definitely or a probably yes?
It would be a probably yes. I'm going to try and research a little more on the proposal.
Okay. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, someone else?
Like I said, I'm not going to vote for either one of them.
Okay. But in, for the 2020 presidential elections, for whom did you vote? You mentioned
I did vote for Donald Trump when he ran for office. but I can't vote for him now because of the conduct he got himself into. I can't be at all sure that he wouldn't do it again.
Okay. And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent, unaffiliated, or some other party? Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say a moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you completed? You mentioned that that will be a postgraduate degree, correct?
Well, I had an associate's degree I started out with here at Northwestern Traverse. When they shut the state hospital down, I ended up in Mount Pleasant going back to school to get my bachelor's. And then I went on and did a master's beyond that, and then 30 hours more beyond the master's.
Yeah, okay. So that would be the postgraduate degree, correct? After the after you got the bachelor's degree. Okay. And do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
I own the home.
Okay. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
Under the age of 18?
Yes, sir.
I have no children in my household.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? African American, Black, Hispanic, White, Caucasian, Asian, Asian American, or another?
Well, white is the one they give me.
Okay.
I'm
this concludes.
Not a person that I don't care what color a person is. If they're a good person, if they're honest, if they love the Lord,
sir.
That's all they can ask for from me.
Sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. This actually concludes. Everything, sir. We have completed our survey, but I want to thank you so much for your time. I do apologize for the interference we had at the beginning, at the middle of the survey, but we did manage to get back in touch with you and finish this service, which is very important. I want to thank you so much, sir. I want to wish you a very good night. And once again, your opinion is very important. Have yourself a wonderful rest of the day, okay, sir?
Thank you very much, sir, and you also.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.